Okay, good morning. Good morning. It's lovely to see you this morning. My name's Chris. I've been a part of the team here at Christchurch for just over 5.5 years, and it's a pleasure to be able to be with you. I've got just a few minutes with you, not long, just a few minutes with you. And so if you want to catch up with the full version of this message, then I'll be sharing it at the 5 this evening. That will be available, obviously, at 5 o'clock this evening. Also online later on in the week. So I'm going to give you just a little snapshot of what I'm going to be saying later on. Families, are you ready for Monday morning? Oh, some funny faces in the room. Monday, I always find that during holiday time, it's the mornings. If you've got kids, it's the mornings that are the best, because you just don't have to rush around like crazy getting people out of the house. Does everyone identify with that feeling? Definitely, says Sean. Fantastic. I hope you're getting ready for Monday morning. It's coming. It's going to be here. And kids, you ready for school? Oh, you want an inset day? Oh, okay, well, that's good. Is anyone still on holiday tomorrow? Oh, a few people. Okay, fine. Well, boo to you. I'm joking. Only joking. Wonderful. Okay, so if you've been with us for the last few months, you'll be aware that we have been engaging in what we've called a year of growth, which is essentially a teaching series, which is taking us the full length of our academic year, September to roughly the end of July. And what we're gonna do today, when we put that plan together in late August or early September, what we decided we wanted to do was we wanted to put a week in somewhere in the middle of the year, which happens to be this week, which we wanted to use as a week to kind of reflect back and check in with how we're doing with our year of growth, how we're doing personally, what we're feeling about our own growth and the growth of our church and all that kind of stuff. How are we doing? It's a reflection week. When we wrote the title of the session into the plan, originally it was called a soil assessment, which is a very grand title. I'm not going to call my message a soil assessment because that's weird. A few years ago, we did a teaching series with our Tuesday guys, which we called Progress Check. And so I'm going to call this message Progress Check, because it's a moment in our year where we get to just check our progress. We get to look at progress, and we also get to look at what progress actually might mean. So far in our year of growth, we've had... Hello. That's my daughter stroking my feet. So far in our year of growth, we've had 5 different series of teaching. We've had the Language of Growth series. We've had Fathering and Forgiveness. We've looked at God setting us up to thrive. We've looked at Sin and Salvation. And we've just finished an amazing series building towards Easter. Okay, so we've had 5 series. Of that 5 series, we've had roughly 26 different messages. There's been a whole load of resources that have been given through small groups. They're all on the website. There's a load of stuff to get your teeth into if you want to. But amongst all the teaching and all the messages and all the resources and all the small group time and all the reflection, all that stuff, amongst all of that, we want to take a moment just to pause and to see how we're doing. So that's what today is all about. I wonder what you think about when you hear the word progress. Sorry, I'm just going to set my timer quickly. I wonder what you think about when you hear that word progress. I reckon there's a whole load of things that come into our minds when we hear that word progress. I think a lot of those things, I would imagine, fall into one category of definition of what progress is all about. I imagine that when we think about progress, what we really think about is improvement. Would you agree with that? Like, progress is kind of all about improvement. It's all about getting better at something. It's all about getting better with something. Progress is all about improvement. And that's fine to one extent. And I guess culturally we have somewhat of an obsession around self-improvement. Our culture loves self-improvement. It loves the idea that we better ourselves. And to an extent, that's okay. You know, getting the promotion, making more money, running faster, lifting heavier, swimming in the fast lane, which I've now done, by the way. If you're a guest, don't worry about that. someone might tell you later if you're lucky. It was a brief stint in the fast lane. I got worried that someone was going to hit me, so I moved over to the other one. But I've done that. Progress is all about improvement, and self-improvement is okay to a point, but by its very definition, self-improvement revolves around self. We become the center of ourselves, of everything. We become the center of our lives. And we're not really about that, are we? Because we believe that Jesus Christ is at the center of all things. He is the beginning and the end, which means he's also everything in between. And he's right at the center of our lives, of our relationships, of our workplaces, of all that we do. He is right at the center. So if one category of definition of progress is all about improvement, what about the other bit? Well, see, the other category of progress really is all about forward movement. It's about forward movement. It's about the sense of heading towards a destination. It's about being on a journey. Hello. Look. Progress is also about being on a journey. Now, it's important, I think, that we have a much more holistic definition of progress, which doesn't just focus itself around being better. Because sometimes we feel like we're not getting better. Sometimes our lives feel like they're not progressing. And what happens when our lives feel like they're not progressing? So we need a much more holistic definition of progress, which includes the idea of forward movement. Now, at the beginning of January in our year of growth, we talked about the idea of following Jesus, and the idea of following Jesus being really all about, this is wonderful, the idea of following Jesus being all about being on the road in union with Jesus. That word follow means to be on the road in union with Jesus. That's what that word is all about. And so progress is not just about being better, it's about forward movement. It's about being on the road with Jesus. For some of us, being progressing in our faith and progressing in life is about being on the road and continuing to be on the road in union with Jesus, making good choices. On the very first week of our year of growth, we talked about the word responsibility. And we said, out of 1 Corinthians, we said that it is God who does the growing in our lives. That we are responsible to create an environment in which growth is possible, but it's God who does the growing. I wonder, as we think about progress this week, I wonder, how are you doing at creating a really good environment for God to grow you? Or, if your definition of progress is all about improvement and self-improvement, the responsibility will, by its very definition, fall on you to progress yourself. And that's not what we're talking about this year. We're talking about the responsibility being on God to grow and on us to create an environment for growth. So progress is about improvement, but it's also about forward movement. Okay? There's a couple of verses in 1 Timothy chapter 4. And we're going to turn there now very, very quickly. So if you've got a Bible with you, do turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Verses 15 to 16. That's what we're going to read. Now this evening, the reading will be much longer, and we're going to tackle much more of that chapter. But for now, we're going to stick on verses 15 and 16. Okay. 15 and 16 of 1 Timothy chapter 4 says this: be diligent in these matters, give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. When Paul writes that to Timothy, he's saying, be diligent in these matters. He's being diligent in the purposes for which God has called him to. That's what Paul is saying to him, to Timothy. Be diligent in the things, in the purposes that God has called you to. Be diligent in these matters, give yourself wholly to them. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers. I want to read verse 15 again. Be diligent in these matters. Be diligent in the purposes of God in your life. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. The thing I really want to say to you this morning is this. Progress is powerful. Progress is powerful. When we read these verses, we discover that the giving of our lives wholly and completely to the purposes of God matters because everyone seeing our progress matters. Progress is powerful. Be diligent, Paul writes, in giving yourself wholly to the purposes of God in your life, so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save yourself and your hearers. Your progress is powerful because it's not just about you. Our growth and our progress is powerful because it's also about the people around us. Your progress is powerful because people are changed when they see your life being changed. Progress is powerful. There's a number of times, and I'll finish with this, there's a number of times where this word progress crops up. One of them is in Ezra, when the people of God are rebuilding the temple, and it says in Ezra chapter 5 that as the people of God are diligently working on rebuilding the temple, their progress is rapid. That's what it talks about. In Philippians chapter 1, Paul writes to the people, and it's in the bit where he says, to live is Christ and to die is gain. He writes that I could go and I could die and that would be to my gain. But if I stay, I'm going to remain with you for your progress, is what he says to the people in Philippi. I want to remain with you for your progress. Now, what I noticed as I read these words about progress in the Bible is I noticed that there's some similarities in language that crop up. And words like diligence and perseverance and remain crop up when you see that word progress. One of the most important things that we could learn about growth and we could learn about progress, and it links into something we talked about as well in January, which was all about time. Time is your friend. Growth takes time. One of the most important things we can learn about our progress in faith and our journey with God and our growth in Him is that sometimes we've got to persevere. Progress is also linked to perseverance. It's just about sometimes keeping going. It's about putting yourself back on the road with Jesus. It's making the good decision to keep creating an environment in which growth is possible. Purpose is powerful because it's not just about you, it's about the people around you. But purpose is also about perseverance because staying with it is really, really important. Really, really important. So when you think about over the next week, do you think about this year of growth, as you think about the things we might have covered, as you think about where you might be at in your own growth and your own progress, remember that your progress is powerful, but also remember that it is linked to perseverance. Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you that your word is powerful. We thank you that it has the power to change and transform our life right at the very core of who we are. And we pray for us over this week as we hear this word, which is a reflection word on our year, as we hear this and as we move out into our small groups and into our reflection times personally, we pray that you would speak clearly to us about our own growth and our own development. And in this moment, we take just a little moment to hand over our own growth back into your hands. We place it back into your hands, and we trust you, God, that you're growing us, and we choose to create an environment this year where the growth that you want to give is possible. And we thank you for what you're doing in us and in this church and in this city and in the lives of your people here. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right.
Amen. Fantastic. Thank you, Chris. So as Chris says, he's going to expand that more fully tonight. So that will be online if you're not able to make it tonight, tomorrow morning or some point at the beginning of next week. Also, there is going to be some resources for small groups. So if you're in a small group, you'll be looking at this together. If you're not in a small group, those resources are available online through the website that just give you an opportunity to think about how you are doing. Just give me a wave if you were here last Sunday.